BNS at 20 Minutes or Less podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Thursday, June 21st, 2018. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
Today's the longest day of the year.
Oh, it is.
It is summer solstice. Be cool to go celebrate the solstice at like Stonehenge, wouldn't it?
It would be great. Yeah.
You know, you don't really realize is that a lot of those countries in Europe, including like the UK, are like north of here in terms of their latitude, but they don't really get the really cold weather and stuff. So you don't really think of them as being north.
No.
But like, what latitude does London sit at? Are they north of where we are?
I haven't looked this up, no.
London is at 51 degrees north. Calgary is at 51 degrees, yeah. So, like, London is as north as we are, but you don't think of them as a northern city.
No, you don't. It's interesting, though, because they don't get the cold like we do. They get a lot of rain, though.
The ocean regulates their temperature, hey?
Yeah.
But I remember, like, my brother was in Finland for a bit last year, and I looked on the map where he was in relation to Calgary, and where he was in Finland, he would be in the Northwest Territories in Canada.
It's like, Finland reminds me of north. Like, I think of Finland as northern, but yeah, not London. That's weird.
No.
Interesting.
But so I guess London right now gets 17 hours of daylight, even more than we do. So
yeah. That would be cool.
It would be cool. I just love this time of year.
I was actually thinking it would have been cool to go to the Northwest Territories. A friend of mine is moving back there, and they have a ball tournament, and it's a midnight ball tournament because they get sun all. And I don't think it's going to work out for this year, but I think next year I'm going to try and make that happen because that would be so cool.
We should have planned it. We should enter a team into the tournament and then all drive up and make that our summer holidays.
Yeah.
Like, it's something I've wanted to do forever is see the midnight sun. So
it'd be amazing.
Let's friggin' do it.
So October 17th. We're getting the pot.
We're getting the pot.
We're getting pot.
Woo!
Now, why October 17th? That seems like a very arbitrary date to choose.
See, that's a good question. And I started looking into it. And I don't know if there's any clear answer right now.
In my mind, I thought it would be maybe a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have all these businesses that are ready to open. So it would make sense to allow them to open, like retailers to allow them to open on a Monday, but October 17th is a Wednesday this year.
Yeah, that seems weird.
Very weird.
I know there's some theories, like Ziggy Marley's 50th birthday. That's what somebody said
God.
Could be the reasoning.
You damn stoners. Why the hell would the Canadian government choose Ziggy Marley's birthday to legalize marijuana on? Ziggy Marley.
It's also the day before Pierre Trudeau would have turned 99. It's another theory.
That makes sense too, I guess. The day before. What? Because we all wanted to be able to be legally high on
the day before
Pierre Trudeau's birthday.
Pierre
it's
Trudeau.
A national holiday.
Yes.
Here.
Yes.
Damn stoners.
Damn stoners. I was thinking that originally September 17th was going to be the date, and that is a Monday. And then, of course, they were saying that they wanted to extend time because the provinces said we need more time. So I'm wondering if it's just exactly a month after that date.
That's a sound theory.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I could think would make more sense than Ziggy Marley's birthday.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because they were initially saying mid-September. Well, it's changed many times, but most recently they were saying mid-September. So that would be the first Monday in the middle of September.
That's it, yeah.
And then the provinces were like, we need more time. They're like, we'll give you a month.
Yeah.
Exactly
you
1 month.
You have 1 month.
Mm-hmm. Jeez, so middle of the week. That day is going to be weird, I think.
I think it's going to
be a weird day.
Oh, God, is it ever. Can you imagine? The first anniversary, I think, might even be bigger than the day it's legalized.
Yeah, that's Canadian 420 now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
October 17th.
It will be.
It's also Ziggy Marley's birthday. Canadian Parliament is sitting there like, what day should we pick? And someone's like, well, the 17th is Ziggy Marley's birthday. And everyone's like, yeah. Dope.
Obviously.
Dope, we'll do that.
Cheddar.
Yeah. The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
So obviously the country is pretty excited about our new legalized weed.
Obviously.
Except I saw that... you know, Ottawa was very clear to say that it's not legal yet. All of the prohibitions are still in place until October 17th,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of weird, isn't it?
It's super weird. Like, if you were to get arrested for marijuana right now, it would be crazy. Like, I would just be like, this is ridiculous.
We know a few CPS officers in town here, and we're talking to one of them just recently, and my friend asked, like, how are you guys handling marijuana possession right now? And he said, basically just tell them to put it out. And unless, like, he said they arrested one guy recently for marijuana possession, but the guy also had like 5 warrants out for his arrest, and he had a ton of it, and it looked like he was dealing, and and he was a dick to them. And
that's,
it's like,
different.
Okay, well,
for sure.
Yeah,
and I would totally understand that. But yeah, like, I don't think anybody's getting arrested for smoking a joint right now.
I don't
if
think
you
so.
Just go, okay, sorry, and put it out.
Yeah.
And, like, no.
It's crazy to think that just in a few months that will all change. On Tuesday, we were chatting about how the government, they aren't sure if they're going to allow weed to be grown in the home yet. Mm-hmm. And as far as I know, the feds haven't given any reasoning for why that might be. They haven't come out and said what their concern is about that. My best guess was that they wanted to control the supply.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to say that. Right. Well, a friend of mine who listens to our podcast said that he predicts their reasoning for that is going to be that they want to keep it out of the hands of kids.
But you can't just smoke the pot plant straight. Can you get high from doing that? Just smoking the leaves?
Well, no, it's got to be harvested and dried. That's like, I said to him, I was like, if that is their reasoning, if they do come out and say that, this can be a bit of a preemptive strike against that. Like, if your kid can harvest, dry, and then consume marijuana, congratulations
impressive.
On your genius kid.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think if the kid is going to go through that much trouble, they can probably just find somewhere else to get it, find an older kid to buy it for him or something.
Yeah, like, my thing was, like, what does it do to cats, you know? Or, like, if you were to, as a child, nibble on a leaf, would you get high, or is that fine? Like, those are the other things that I would think about, but that's the same as, like, poisonous plants that you just you grow in your house, too. So
yeah, or anything, or chemicals under the sink, or anything like that,
same thing.
Right?
Actually, I totally forgot about this, but my friend's dad used to grow a ton of marijuana, and I remember going to his place, and right in the living room of his apartment was this lovely little glass, you know, drawer thing with a bunch of lights and beautiful plants all in it, full out on display. And we'd go into the house, we'd look, and we just laughed. We were like, oh, that's marijuana.
So he wasn't trying to hide it or anything?
Not even close.
And you never bothered to go through the cultivation process so then you could have it?
No, we didn't, like, you know, steal all of it and make it our own.
Yeah, so like, what kid is like, hey, my parents have some winemaking supplies in the basement. Let's cook up a batch, and then in a month or two, we'll get so drunk.
Right.
You just get someone else to buy it for
you.
Well,
I see that there's some grapes. I'm going to ferment them. I'm going to make some wine.
Guys, my mom bought grapes. We're a few months away from getting so frigged up.
Oh, it's going to be good.
The BHS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
So Expedia rated the friendliest cities in Canada recently, and Airdrie was rated number 2.
Number 2 in all of Canada.
In all of Canada, of all the friendliest cities in all of Canada, Airdrie was in at number 2.
Congratulations, Airdrie.
I know.
Y'all must be doing something right up there.
I was shocked. I'm not going to lie. I was a little bit shocked. I'm not sure why.
Who are they behind?
Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario was number 1, which I also, I'm like, what?
Well, if you've ever been there, I mean, it's so beautiful. There'd be really nothing to be upset about ever, would there?
I suppose so. I mean, it's where my sister had her wedding. It was lovely. Don't get me wrong.
It's quite a place.
It is. But still, I kind of thought, I was shocked, because when I was looking through this list, I was thinking there'd be more places in Saskatchewan on it for some reason.
Yeah, the prairies are kind of known for their friendliness, right?
Yeah.
Like, it says Friendly Manitoba on their license plate.
It's true.
Is this because it's based on tourism and nobody goes there? I say that as a dirty Sasky, as someone from Saskatchewan.
It's probably like, true.
But yeah. Then Airdrie, like, that's not like a tourist hotspot, is it?
Did you go to Airdrie? Like, we live right beside Airdrie and I don't go there. So like, it's right there. Is Airdrie that friendly? Like, come to think of it, I have been to the Boston Pizza in Airdrie, and the waitress I had there, she was lovely. So maybe.
You know, I've only had business in Airdrie a couple times. I don't really know anyone who lives out there right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess my interactions have been pleasant. I go to Windsor Plywood out there sometimes, and the guys are just great that work there.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Maybe next time I'm having a bad day, I'll just go to Airdrie and like walk into the establishments there and be like, cheer me up, friendly people.
So I expected the list to be dominated by places from the East Coast.
That's what also shocked
me. Because, you know, that they're notorious for their hospitality. And
yeah, like I was thinking, you know, along with Saskatchewan and the prairies, that the East Coast, there's only one. Truro, Nova Scotia is in at number 4. And everything else is, yeah, Ontario.
Nothing in Newfoundland? Nothing?
No. Halifax is down at number 10, but still. Huh. Very strange to me.
Are there any, like, I would imagine that there wouldn't be many major cities on the list because I think people who live in big cities kind of, I don't know, like withdraw a bit?
The bigger the city, I find the more, the reserve. Busier things are and the more you have to kind of keep your head down to get around even.
Absolutely. If you go to a small town, everyone's waving at each other and stuff. We don't really have that here.
You know, you can go from one part of the city to the other or whatever in 3 minutes. Whereas if you're, you know, downtown Vancouver or Toronto and you're trying to get somewhere, it's like, I am on a mission right now. It's going to take me an hour and a half to get there. Move out of my way.
Yeah.
Keep down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is. It's all smaller places. Sherwood Park is in there.
Does the list tell any of the least friendly places in Canada?
It doesn't.
Oh.
It doesn't.
That's what I want to see.
That would be funny. I'm sure the major cities would be right down there, though, for sure. It's funny because when I think of Airdrie, I remember when I first moved here, I read the Urban Dictionary definition of Airdrie, and maybe that's what left a bad taste in my mouth, because it says, developing redneck town found in Alberta, which mainly consists of rapscallion underage drinking teenagers, unconventional hipsters, and cranky suburban families, often called Calgary's armpit.
Oh, come on. Come on. That's not fair.
Calgary's armpit never sounded that appealing, but now that I think this, I'm going to get into the hairs of it and really discover for sure.
Airdrie is clearly Calgary's hat.
X92.9.
Beckler, your favorite food. What would it be outside of pizza? What would be your second favorite?
Probably can't just say cheese. That's kind of like an element of other foods.
No, but there's something that you always order when we're out together.
Oh, poutine. Yes, every time we go out.
So we've discussed how you don't like it when people call it poutine.
Yeah, and I find people from out east do that. Obviously, French people, but even people from Ontario. And I don't know if it's just the proximity to the French, but...
Yeah, it's very interesting because you said that, and I was like, I've never called it poutine, but then I'm sure other people have around Ontario.
The first time I heard it was a girl I knew from Ottawa. And she was like, oh, your poutine looks really good. I was like, what did you say to me? What did you say to me?
You're like, what's a poutine?
What's a poutine?
That sounds dirty. this is ridiculous because a friend on Facebook was actually talking about how it is, in fact, poutine. So there's a hidden S in it now. So instead of just poutine, there's poutine is how you're supposed to say it. So she posted this and she's like, actually, us in Quebec, we call it either poutine or poutine. We don't ever say poutine.
Why you gotta do this to me? It's having a good day. It's beautiful out.
I know. I saw this.
It's almost the weekend.
I was like, this is
gonna...
You
gotta go and drop that on me.
This is gonna infuriate you so much.
Poutine? How did she spell it? How did she spell it phonetically when she was explaining this?
P-U-T-S-I-N. Poutine.
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 You know, it's so funny to me because if there's a common way to pronounce something, I will stick with that. Even if I know that technically in a certain culture, it may, you know, maybe is said a different way. Like bruschetta is another one. I know some people who will say bruschetta.
Yeah, I think a lot of like words from other languages like that, there are people who feel it's their job to uphold the pronunciation of it, and like, you sound kind of ridiculous.
Well, I'm so torn because I'm like, well, if everybody says it one way, I don't want to be that person who's like, actually, it's like this.
Actually, it's almost... Could you please...
Wait, I forgot
keep the integrity intact.
We're offending everybody right now who's French. I'm so sorry.
One day I'm going to take a week of holidays and I'm going to drive around rural Quebec ordering poutine at every restaurant I can go to.
You will get shit thrown at you. You will get everything's going to be tossed at you.
Like, yes. If I could I please order a poutine?
I'll give you your cheese curds.
Fork drops. Who is this friend of yours? Is it a close friend?
She's more of an acquaintance. She I went to school with her. I think she's moved back to Quebec now, and she's just wanting to be clear about everything.
So what I'm going to need you to do is go to Facebook and unfriend her immediately. You don't need that in your life. Get rid of her. Get rid of her, Shauna. Do it right now.
The poutine.
Delete that woman from Facebook, please. We're dealing with a bit of a situation here at the radio station.
We have somebody who's been pooping.
We have a poop culprit.
Yeah.
At the station.
We do.
Somebody has been smashing the downstairs toilet.
with their anus.
And I'm the one who's had to see it. Like, you have, you've been lucky. I've gone in there, and the one time I had to turn away and come back here and regroup.
You have the weaker bladder, so you're the first person to break in the morning. You go in there.
Between
and
my
you come back out. Ah, oh, there's poop in here!
Yes. So the first time I had to return and, sit down here and pray to Jesus and, get that out of my head, because then it was this vivid...
Give a bit of a backstory. We have a strict no pooping rule in the downstairs bathroom here.
We do.
Because the door is so thin. It's thinner than a hippie bead curtain door. There is no bathroom fan. Yeah. There are desks in close proximity to the door. And the toilet flushes are weaker than the resolve of Vancouver of a Vancouverite in a little bit of snow. So
all of that is accurate. Yeah, you might as well be pooping in the middle of this room. You might as well just be pooping and everybody's just right there.
You can clearly talk to people through the door. Yeah. You can hear everything. We just have that's not allowed down here.
Yeah.
But not only is this person breaking that rule, they left skid marks in there on Wednesday.
Yes.
And then they left a log floating in there yesterday or on Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been 2 days of horrifying finds. I haven't been in there yet today, and I'm actually terrified too. I'm afraid as to what I'll find today.
Okay? It's the worst kind of adventure, isn't it?
It's not a good adventure.
So we have cleaners that come in every day at 5 o'clock. So that breaks it down for us as to who might be committing these atrocities in there, these human rights violations. So it's either millions, because Mark's been gone this week, so either millions and her internal clock and near-vegetarian diet are making quick work of that thing every night after 5 o'clock, when the cleaners leave.
It claims that porcelain throne is her own and goes, here we go.
Oh, good, the cleaners are finished. I better go ruin the toilet immediately. So that's one scenario.
Yeah.
Or it's happening sometime in the evening, and that is what I'm more inclined to believe.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah, the dump knight comes in there and he just does something in the evening, you know? Dark poop rises. What he does.
Ever since the incident, we no longer allow anyone to lay down a spread down here. So the incident, how would you describe it, Shauna?
Well, I think we were gassed out.
We were gassed out once, yeah, and it lasted for hours.
It was hours of no one being able to even be in here, down here. We almost had to evacuate the entire building. It was so bad.
So we put rules in place.
Yes.
And I don't think we're going to take this breach in protocol lightly.
No.
We will get to the bottom of this.
When we find out who did it, who laid it, who dropped one.
Smashed it. We'll let you know.
X92.9.
The news moves so quickly these days that we missed this story.
Yeah.
Felt kind of foolish for missing it. But Donald Trump was speaking on, was this Tuesday? He was talking about Canadians avoiding tariffs with things they buy in the United States. Listen to this clip here.
Talking about people living in Canada coming into the United States and smuggling things back into Canada. Because the tariffs are so massive. The tariffs to get common items back into Canada are so high that they have to smuggle them in. They buy shoes and they wear them. They scuff them up. They make them sound old or look old. No, we're treated horribly.
So there's some problems with what he said. Obviously. The tariffs that you pay when you bring something back into Canada, you pay to Canada.
Yeah. You're not ripping the states off by doing that.
If you're talking about shoes that were made out of country, then the tariff has already been paid when that product comes into the United States. They've got their money.
Yeah.
And then we pay a tariff when we bring it into Canada.
Yeah.
So if there are Canadians who are, as they say, scuffing their shoes, they're doing it to avoid duty at the Canadian border.
Yeah.
Now, we've put up a lot from the president lately, but I think we're going to have to draw the line on accusations of shoe scuffing, deliberate shoe scuffing.
Yeah, what kind of shoes are we talking about? We're talking about expensive shoes that they think we're going to purchase for a very expensive amount of dollars and then deliberately scuff?
Then rough them up.
Rough them up, make them look old.
Rare Jordans and the like.
What's the point of paying the cost of those shoes if you're then going to make them look destroyed immediately?
It doesn't make a lot of sense. Not to mention that in the hood, gang wars have been started over shoe scuffing.
Yeah.
And to accuse us of scuffing our own kicks?
Oh my God.
Our friend Lex runs a store that sells like rare shoes. Like the sneakerhead community is a big thing, mm-hmm. right? They pursue these yeah. shoes that you can't get anywhere. Yeah. I don't even want to ask him how accusations of scuffing your own kicks would be received in the sneakerhead community. Probably not well.
Can you imagine just going into a store and just vandalizing it by scuffing all the shoes? Like, that would be the worst thing you could do.
Or even just buying a pair of shoes and then immediately scuffing them up. Oh,
that's sacrilegious.
That wouldn't go over well.
No, he wouldn't sell them to you. He'd be like, put those shoes back on the shelf for somebody who is actually going to treat them well.
Been accused of being shoe scuffers. You filthy shoe scuffer.
Oh, my God.
Yo, what'd you say to me?
That hurts.
I said, you're a dirty shoe scuffer.
No!
Just like your father. Your father was a shoe scuffer, and you're a shoe scuffer.
Oh, my God!
You've been listening to the B&S in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have B&S in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.